Stu, I think the expert we talked to today about the solar eclipse said it best when he said some people should look directly at the sun.
Right. Yeah, you specifically, he pointed out.
Yeah, which was weird.
Well, you're in the media, that might be why.
Yeah, could be. All of your really important eclipse news coming up, if this even makes it to your podcast, the solar rays, God only knows if we're even alive tonight. But we were here in the end, pressing on. All the news you need to know about that and so much more, and an open phone day, all on your podcast, which begins in a minute. Let me talk to you a little bit about the founders of our country. They understood that freedom is never more than a moment away from vanishing if an unarmed population exists. That's why they crafted the Second Amendment. I believe in that freedom. You believe in that freedom. It's also responsibility. Not every situation in an emergency calls for lethal force. Sometimes non-lethal is the right answer. For that, there's the burn a launcher. You ever thought about being trapped by a crowd, in your car? Because I think we're going to have those problems again this fall, unfortunately. That's where a burn a launcher would be great. It's a complement to your firearms. There are situations where less lethal is the way to go, and Burna is the best way to go for it. You can hit a kinetic round, or you can just roll your window down a little bit and hit them with tear gas. That incapacitates people for about 45 minutes. Proudly American, made in Fort Wayne, Indiana by gun lovers, it's Burna, BYRNA.com/Glenn. Burna.com/Glenn. Get a 10% discount now.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Are you okay? Very concerned.
Very concerned, Stu. I've been reading about some of the things that people believe about the solar eclipse. You should wear black if you're pregnant. Wear black today. Now, here's why. If you're not wearing black, if you're outside and the solar eclipse happened and you're wearing black, your baby will be born with a birthmark. Now, I've got birthmarks on me, and I don't think I was born in an eclipse, but I could have been, and I didn't even know it.
Keep your infant away from windows. That seems like good advice. Doesn't it?
Well,
because if they open their eyes and they look at the sun, they're not going to have the glasses on.
Oh, I was thinking about just generally speaking. Yeah, I guess it is good to keep your babies away from open windows.
From open windows, yeah. In particular, yes.
Right.
At high altitudes.
Yeah. So a lot of people are freaking out about this.
Yeah, I've noticed and that. That's strange to me.
Is that because we're freaked out about everything else? Because we know what these are. And I'm a doctor, okay? I'm a doctor. So I can explain this to you. I'll try to dumb it down. But there are three big bodies, like planets. And I'm not talking about my big body. I'm talking about like the Earth. Then there's the sun, which is not a planet. It's just gaseous. Sorry. And then there's the moon. And the moon and the Earth and the sun, we kind of rotate around, you know, we go around the sun and the moon goes around us. And occasionally the moon blocks the sun from our vantage point.
Oh, you're still believing that hype?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm just following the science, man. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, right. How do you not know the truth that occasionally the sun needs to recharge? It's a giant CIA scam. It has a giant battery, and so when they switch the batteries out, it's a quote-unquote solar eclipse. But, I mean, I didn't think anybody still believed the whole moon-sun thing.
I mean, it's happening.
Oh, they're all having the perfect distance away to cover the sun exactly. Does anyone buy that? Come on.
Well, it's only from our vantage point, certain parts.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Okay, now, the Navajos believe that the sun and moon are mating, which...
I could buy that. Sun's pretty hot. You know.
Ba-dum-bum.
And the moon.
Oh, it's cold.
That's why they think they call it mooning.
The eclipse is just the moon and the sun mating. Please, please, can we stop with all of this sex in front of our children? I would like to ban the eclipse today because I find it wholly inappropriate. Anyway, as soon as the, I mean, it's fast. There's not a big gestation period. It's when the moon finally moves away from the sun. There's a birth of a new era. Now, the Taos people, the Taos Pueblo of New Mexico, they believe you need to stay indoors, keep your babies from the windows. The Cherokees say the eclipse means a giant frog in the sky is trying to eat the sun. That one I considered for a while today.
That seems legit.
That seems, yeah. I mean, that could happen. They're already turning the frogs gay. Now the gay frogs are going to eat the sun. You know that. So that's why you have to go outside and make big noise with drums, whistles, or just your voice to scare away the frog. Jump, frog! Now, an astronomer at the Frankel Institute, he says, you know, this is all nonsense. It's science. It's just the moon moving in front of the sun. It happens. It's part of the clockwork of the blah, 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 blah. However, Stephanie Renee, with two E's and an accent grande, she's known as the vibe mistress. She's not just the vibe mistress. She's the vibe mistress of the Soul Sanctuary, which is a nonprofit arts education foundation. Because, damn it, she should not have to pay taxes, okay? She's the vibe mistress. She says, because she studies astrology, this is a new beginning and marks a radical change. She said it's a radical movement moving forward in your own individual energy. Right now, I can feel it. There is like a I don't know how to describe. You know how you have butterflies in your stomach? I feel like I have anarchists in my stomach right now. There is some kind of radical movement that's building inside of me. I don't know. I just hope before the moon and the sun mate that I can crap them all out, flush them down the toilet. Anyway, she says this is happening this time with Mercury. Come on, say it. What's the worst possible scenario? Mercury is in
retrograde.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Even you knew that.
yeah.
Even you knew that. This means that we are, because Mercury is in retrograde, this means we have to double and triple check what you think, what you say, and what you do. Now, even if Mercury wasn't in retrograde, which it is, and I'm not mocking it, I think that's a good safety tip for all of us, especially now. We should, again, double and triple check what you say, what you think, and what you do. That's profound. I wouldn't have gotten that if Mercury wasn't in retrograde.
Right.
You know?
You don't but now need to we do that do regularly it. Anyway.
No, I don't want to do that regularly. I wouldn't even... But Mercury is in retrograde on the day of the eclipse, so that's when we... In fact, people should be careful about making major purchases. I'm glad she caught me because I was going to make a major purchase of something today. I don't even know what. But I was just, I got up this morning. Maybe it's the anarchists in my stomach that are building up this radical movement inside of me that I'm like, I got to go buy something. And I got to go buy something big. And I'm not even going to read the contract. But Mercury is in retrograde, so I'm going to think twice. And then again, a third time about doing that. Don't make any major purchases. Don't sign any contracts. And there should be a high level of caution. She also says it's significant that this eclipse is happening as the skies enter the astrological sign of Aries. And we all know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Means that you have all this Aries energy, right? Don't you hate it when you have
big Aries energy? Energy, yeah.
Oh, I hate that. It's pushing you forward, you know? An eclipse, that's about an inner shift inside of you. At the same time, Mercury in retrograde is telling you to slow down, but Aries is saying speed up. So you are fighting right now. Speed up, slow down. Do I buy something that's ridiculously expensive without reading a contract today or not? Mercury says no. Aries says yes. I don't know. The world is in confusion. But all you have to do is check. Double check, triple check. Boy, I'm glad.
Wow.
I mean, I see why she's not paying taxes, don't you?
Oh, definitely.
Seriously?
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be more fascinated in the fact that people flew from all over the country to come see this happen, and it's going to be cloudy. That might.
Well, not everywhere. It's just here in Dallas.
And I've
in
fact, heard a lot of really? This path is going to wind up with clouds.
Yeah,
which is rough.
So here in Dallas, I read that some people have been, you know, staying at the Ritz-Carlton, and they got a 2-day stay for $6,700.
Oh my gosh!
$6,700. Now it's cloudy, so I just want to tell those that paid $67,000.
$6,700.
Thank you. You can come to my house for an additional $10,000 and have mac and cheese. I'm just saying.
Wow. So you're going to charge more, but you're also going to provide mac and cheese. Now, I have had your mac and cheese. It is delicious.
It is delicious.
So
it's right from the box, and it's very, very good. Mm-hmm. And it's just a $10,000. That's it per person. I mean, I'm not. I mean,
well, you can't be crazy.
Can't be crazy.
Right.
But it's an eclipse special only. Okay. So if you're here for the eclipse and you feel like a sucker, just spend 10 grand, come over, have mac and cheese with me, and you won't feel like a sucker anymore.
Mm-hmm. Is this something you'll go out in the parking lot today and like observe? Are you into it that much, or is it just like, this is ridiculous, I'm not gonna?
No, I'm, because it's, you know, it's history.
It is one of the,
yeah,
because it was one in 2017, and I remember standing in the parking lot awkwardly in 2017, but I really don't remember much about it, and I don't remember thinking it was such a big deal. But before 2017, the last time I guess it happened was in 1979.
Yeah,
and it's not gonna happen again until 2044.
Yeah, we're done. This is it. If we survive today, it'll be, you know, 2044 or whatever, long after our death,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it'll be a lot hotter then.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know,
global warming.
Okay. So the Earth has gravitational pull on the moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the Earth and the moon are going to have an extra gravitational pull on the sun today.
Really?
Yeah. And it could, we don't know. It's like a yo-yo sometimes. It'll just like, it just could go, whoosh, come at us, and then back. It'll snap back. Don't worry, but it could come right at us today, which would be bad for North America. Fine, if you're listening to us in Asia, you're good. But North America could be gone from the Earth. It could happen.
Now, your analysis is going to be put in the next article about all the stupid theories about
I really don't know what's happening. Is it because we're so screwed up? Is it because we're living in such chaos right now that people are? Because I've never heard this before. I was there at 79. I was there at 17. We know what this is,
right? Because someone was pointing out that you know, back in the day, this is when they thought the world was ending, and like. Kind of understandable.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think if I was just in the middle of, like, you know, you didn't have any sky, you didn't have any satellites, you didn't, you know, any of this stuff, all of a sudden the whole Earth went dark in the middle of the day. Like, yeah, I think that's actually a pretty reasonable summary.
I was thinking about that driving in today. Imagine if you didn't know that this is the way things happen. Mm. Imagine if you didn't know that. And even today, if we wouldn't have talked about it in advance, if we didn't know in advance, mm-hmm. they were just like, oh, yeah, it was eclipse. A lot of people would be like, what the hell just happened? But we know. We know.
Yeah. I feel like there's still stuff that's like this, too. Like, I feel like there's still things in this world that we don't have any understanding of and we think are totally, like, random. And, like, in 50 years, people are going to be like, imagine these idiots didn't even... Like, a tornado is one of them. there's got to be some way to know when tornadoes around the corner. And yet we just kind of stand there and all, holy crap, here it comes. And then it's all, that's it. Hey, let's put our cameras outside. We'll film it until it's
right on top of us.
Exactly.
Then we'll go, oh crap, I should have gone into a basement. What would you give to be able to undo some of the mistakes of the past? We've all made them. We carry around the baggage from them. Unfortunately, we can't take them back. We can't ask for forgiveness, but we also can help try to make up for mistakes. We can try to help others make better decisions. And the Ministry of Preborn is doing that. There are far-reaching consequences for the abortion industry in this country, and we have got to lead the way. And you don't do it by shouting at people. You do it by loving the moms, really caring about the baby, not just the numbers, not just the babies, while condemning the moms. This is what Preborn does. They've rescued over 280,000 babies through love, compassion, and free ultrasounds. Every day, they rescue about 200 more. They offer assistance to the mom for up to 2 years after the baby is born. Just the ultrasound, which is free and $28 from people like you and me pay for it, $140 could help rescue 5 babies. But any amount will help because they take care of the moms for 2 years after the baby is born and they introduce her to the baby the first day she walks in. Thanks to you. Will you help? Pound 250. Say the keyword baby. Pound 250. Keyword baby. Or go to preborn.com/Beck. Preborn.com/Beck. Sponsored by Preborn. Now back to the podcast.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program.
So what do you know about what's happening in Brazil, Stu?
I would say a limited amount.
I would say the same.
When the whole world is on fire, knowing the problems of one individual country is always a little bit difficult.
Okay.
But it does seem like there is an issue with Bolsonaro and what they were trying to do leading up to their most recent election.
Okay. So when was that?
October?
Okay. So it's been 2 years since he left office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it 2024? Hang on just a second. 2022, I mean? Yeah, it was 2022.
Yeah, so year and a half.
Yeah, year and a half. So this was a really critical election for not just Brazil, but it was also for, you know, all of the, you know, World Economic Forum people. The White House was very involved in this election because it went from a conservative Trump kind of guy
mm-hmm.
to a socialist.
It was very close.
Labor union, very, very close. Mm-hmm. What happened was Bolsonaro said, wait a minute, it's too close. There's too many things going on. And he is still talking about it. He's still talking about how bad the elections were. And our CIA last year told senior Brazilian officials that President Bolsonaro should stop casting doubt on his country's voting system. So we now know that the CIA was involved in the election and just saying, hey, this has got to be fair and on the up and up. So the CIA is involved. There's also the information, a third person in Washington familiar with the matter confirmed that a delegation led by Burns, William Burns, he's the CIA director, had told top Bolsonaro aides the president should stop undermining the confidence in Brazil's voting system. Source was not certain whether the CIA director himself had voiced the message. They would not go into what's discussed with the CIA, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there is a judge, and I'm going to give you all of this information tomorrow. We just needed to do so much homework on this because I have not been following it. There is a Supreme Court judge that has taken a whole buttload of power, and he is starting to say, you know, basically January 6th. They've scooped up, I think, about 2,000 people, and now he's starting to say, monitor this person, monitor this person, monitor this person. And he went this weekend to all of social media and said, you've got to give us all the information on these people or we shut you down. Well, X said, no, everybody else did it. Elon Musk said, no, I think freedom is, and they said, you will be out. You will not be able to do anything in Brazil. And he said, I think my principles are worth more than the money I'd make in Brazil. So it's almost a carbon copy of what's happening here in America. But I don't know who's on the good side, bad side down there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It could look very much like what happened here, but not be what happened here. However, there is something that really bothers me, and that is there was somebody that was involved down there just a few years ago. In an interview with the BBC Brazil, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs stated, what needs to happen in Brazil are free and fair elections using institutional structures that have served Brazilians well in the past. Okay. Who was our Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs that was involving herself in the elections in Brazil? I know you know it. You just can't think of the name,
yeah.
Right? Victoria Nuland.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Victoria Nuland, she has been a regular topic on our TV show for quite some time. She is the career State Department official that was caught in a leaked call, seemingly orchestrating the Ukrainian internal politics in the wake of their revolution. Okay.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, but this is the one the State Department wants, yada, yada, yada. And she was seen manipulating their system to get who they wanted in power over there. So we also showed you video of her handing out sandwiches and food at the Maidan Revolution. That was the big one in 2013, 2014. And we have that. Here's the video of that, I think. There she is.
Thanks.
Something.
Thanks.
Hello, how are you? Good to see you.
What people don't remember is that the State Department gave their people in Ukraine, they held classes on how to do a revolution paid for by your tax dollars. So this was a color revolution and she orchestrated it. She's been around for a very, very, very long time. Now, that's not the State Department's job. That's supposed to be the CIA's job. And I don't want the CIA meddling in people's elections. How arrogant of us. This war in Ukraine that is getting worse and worse, and that Biden is walking right into, it all stems from us meddling in their election in 2013 and 2014. The Europeans hated Victoria Nuland. They said, this is a quote, she doesn't engage like most diplomats. She comes off rather ideological. She doesn't engage and she's ideological? Wow, that doesn't sound diplomatic. It sounds honestly like what we have now in power in the United States. Russia accused her of tampering in the war. She used to work for Bill Clinton. She was the deputy director for foreign Soviet Union affairs. She is, I'm not saying that revolution follows her and war follows her, you know, wherever she goes, but I'm not saying that either. She was under Dick Cheney when... when he was picking fights with the Soviet Union. 2013, she went back to her beat in Eastern Europe just in time for the Ukrainian color revolution. And she has been handing out the dollars over there, and she was involved to some degree, I don't know how much yet, with the election in Brazil. Okay. So what does all of this mean? I don't know, but I will tell you that this election, as I have said in the past, is so important to the left. It is the WEF. They know that they are at the border. They know that if they don't win these elections, all these important elections, if this thing turns around on them, they lose everything that they have done. This is make or break, the same for them as it is for those who like freedom. Now, Elon Musk is coming after this this judge. In 2022, Bolsonaro accused of hatching a plan to overturn his election defeat. And one of the guys that Bolsonaro said he was going to arrest was this judge. Weeks later, Bolsonaro supporters stormed the country's capital, flooding Congress, presidential palace, blah, blah, blah. We remember that. Senior military commanders published last month implicated Bolsonaro. One of the leading figures on this ongoing conflict has been this judge, Alexander D. Morales. He's the president of the Superior Electoral Court and a Supreme Court justice. He sought to clamp down on the claims spread online by supporters of Bolsonaro that the election was unjustly stolen from him. You know, I don't know how you get away with this. I don't know how you have a free country if one party can say every election since 2000 has been stolen and the other party can't say it ever. You don't have freedom.
No, not to mention that while they are attacking one party for saying it, the Republicans, Democrats are also saying that this one is probably going to get stolen in the future. Like they're preemptively saying it's going to be stolen by Donald Trump.
Yep. Yep. So Elon Musk is calling this guy, the Darth Vader of Brazil. Kind of looks like Darth Vader, quite honestly. But he will not block certain accounts on X. I don't know how you block that. I mean, Elon Musk has got to be able to get away. I guess if you just had a VPN, you could still get X and you could still see it. But the judge now is blocking everything that Elon Musk is going to do. And they're investigating Elon Musk, you know, calling for his arrest as well now. The world's upside down.
Yeah, that's a good summary of it. And, I think like Elon Musk, you can be critical of him on a lot of things, but he's pretty, pretty good on this stuff. He the FU money thing is somewhat real here. He really does believe this stuff. He doesn't
like bullies. That's the thing. Yeah. He doesn't like bullies. And I think that's what Americans like about him is that he goes his own way. And if somebody doesn't like it, go pound sand. And anybody who's going to bully him, I mean, every time there's two people I know hate bullies, Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And you could say, well, Donald Trump, he's a bully. Well,
you could say the same thing about Elon Musk. Honestly, yeah, I know. A lot of people do.
I know. However,
but
they both don't like being told what to do, and they don't. And they will never bow the knee to somebody who tries to force them. Never.
No, they never. Don't care about that.
And that used to be American. That used to be the thing that we loved about people, that they're not going to bend the knee. Who are you to tell me what to do? So Elon Musk is in this for a long fight. I don't know, honestly, how I feel about Elon Musk. I think he is fantastic and has given the Republic more time to survive and possibly even win. He is standing up for freedom of speech, which I absolutely love. But is he, in the end, a good guy? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we're a long way away from his end.
There's things I like and things I don't, obviously. I mean, the global warming stuff, Tesla was built in a large place with a lot of money from the government.
Yep, me too.
You know, I don't like any of that stuff. There's plenty that I'm questioning on him, but I think overall he's a pretty positive influence. I think he, the things he's done and are around the corner with things like Neuralink. I mean, who knows where that goes? A really, I think overall a really positive influence on the world, but has his flaws. And he's not perfect. He's not like, you know, you build up these things and they get into movies and you tell these like wonderful biographies of a person and everything's positive and they seem like they make statues and you think of this person as a statue. Just like we talk about with all the figures in DC, they all had flaws. They all did things that were wrong. He falls into that category. Mm-hmm. I don't think working for him would be a delight. He treats his workers in ways that I would not want to be. I would not want to be treated. And I work for Glenn Beck. I mean, can you imagine? You imagine how my perspective? Things,
yeah,
I mean,
like, this got to be bad.
You think that's the worst possible experience?
I know. Shut up.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
We are honored to have one of the leading cosmologists on, and he doesn't usually come on radio, but Flip Jehibowitz is with us now to tell us what we can expect from the solar eclipse. Flip.
Glenn, thanks so much for having me on the program.
Sure, sure. Can you go into some of your credentials and where you work?
I'd rather keep some of that.
You keep some of it. Sure.
Because of the, of course, fear going on with the solar eclipse, there's an issue of privacy that I would like to keep at the forefront.
Your privacy?
Yes.
Your privacy. Are you concerned that maybe people's privacy?
Partially why I asked you to call me an obviously fake name for a scientist. That's why I requested you to call me Flip Jehibowitz. And we were trying to.
Okay. All right. I thought that was your name.
No,
okay.
That's not right. My name.
What
my
is name your is name?
Serious. I'm not telling
okay.
you
All
because
right.
of the issue of privacy.
Could you stop beating around the bush? I just want to know about the eclipse.
Yes. Well, a lot of people want to talk about that today. It's an understandable situation when the moon orbits the Earth and moves between the sun and the Earth. It obscures the light from the sun, partially or wholly, depending on our vantage point on the Earth's surface. This alignment is it's a precise occurrence.
Did you write this down? Because it sounds like you're just reading it, like maybe off like off something offline, like Google.
Well, I'm trying to give people the factual information.
All right,
I've heard some of your ramblings this morning. and I don't think that's helpful on a day like today.
All right, well, we want to get our information correct, so go ahead.
Yeah. The alignment of all of these celestial items are, of course, governed by the laws of Newtonian motion, and this provides...
I really don't need all of this. I just really wanted to know what to expect from today's eclipse.
How much time do we have? Because this can get very scientific.
Well, don't get too scientific, but I mean, give us a really good view of what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, it's going to get dark.
Okay.
For like 4 minutes. Yeah. You know how, like, during the day, normally it's light?
Yes.
It's going to get dark for a couple minutes there.
Yeah, like, really? Like midnight dark?
No, not really. It's going to be, like, 5, 6 p.m. dark, you know? But, like, not at 5 or 6 p.m. That's,
all right.
That's why
so it's
people
like
are
twilight.
Flying from all over the world to see it. Because it's, like, you know how the thing that you experience every day, like, it's dark? That's going to happen for, like, 4 minutes at another part of the day.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, you know, like when you're in a room and the lights are on?
Yes.
And then you turn the lights off?
Yes.
Kind of like that.
But for 4 minutes.
But for 4 minutes and the light, which, well, you know, you ever have a room with a dimmer?
Yes.
Yeah, just pull that down a little bit.
Okay.
Kind of like that.
So,
but like
this
only
week,
in one part of the world and only for 4 minutes at
all
a
right.
time.
So, I'm not a scientist, so could I compare it to, for instance, this weekend, I was reading and my son came and he was standing behind me, but he was blocking the light and I could still see the book, but I couldn't read it because he was blocking the light.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But if you have a, if you have like a, if you're reading on a computer, it won't matter at all. You just keep reading. But if you're reading a book, like, could be kind of like harder to read for a couple minutes, but then you can read again.
Okay.
Yeah. You know shadows? You know how like you see shadows on the ground?
Yeah.
They might look different.
Okay.
For a couple minutes.
Okay.
Like they might have a little crescent shape to them.
I'm gathering that this is not a big deal to you in the science world.
Yeah, no, this is it's a really annoying time for scientists. Like we get calls from idiots like you to explain to them the difference between light and dark.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
Months at a time, we're like, hey, you know, light gonna be different than that for a couple minutes.
Okay.
And then we have to like explain it over and over.
No, I get the eclipse, but there's a lot of people that are, you know, a little concerned about it.
Hey, don't look at the eclipse, everybody. Don't look at it. You got to put your fancy glasses on. That's another thing we have to tell people. Here's another thing. Don't put your baby on the roof to face the eclipse. We have to warn people of these things. Don't put your infant on the peak of your roof during the eclipse.
Okay.
Something we have to say to people.
Okay.
Just
no,
so
I
you
mean,
know.
Yeah.
That's do you look at the last election results? Half the country voted for Biden. We have to tell people to keep their infants off the peak of the roof. That's the country we live in.
And don't look directly at the sun.
Don't look directly.
At least during the eclipse.
Yeah, and other times it's fine. For you, Glenn, it's fine. Right, you should look all the time.
Okay.
You should check it out. You never know when you'll see something interesting. Just keep staring.
Okay.
But for regular people, don't stare. Don't stare at the eclipse.
Right.
Or the sun.
Or the sun. Or the sun. Okay.
Don't stare.
Just want to make sure your baby is safe.
And, you know, just try not to gawk.
What happens if you were, let's say, you traveled a great distance to see this, you spent a lot of money staying at a hotel, and now it's cloudy. Is there a way to see the eclipse, you know, through the clouds?
Wait, is that a real question? Are you asking?
How
do you see through clouds? Is that a real question?
That was just a question that I'm sure a lot of people are asking themselves today that spent a lot of money traveling to places.
Oh, yeah, get on your hovercraft and go above them? I don't know. Every year, I was around for the 2017 one.
Yes.
And I had to answer these dumb questions. I was around in 1979 as well.
Mm-hmm.
1979, I was around. I was telling people, hey, I'm only going to have to do this once. That's what I thought. I'm only going to have to tell people to not stare at the sun and put infants on the roof.
I was around for the 2017, and it was a little bit cloudy, and I watched it on TV. So, now can you stare at the sun if it's on TV?
Yeah, here's something that's going to happen. You know what's really going to happen? If there's no clouds, a bunch of idiots are going to point their phones at it thinking that's like a really good idea, and then they're gonna have video of dark.
Well, what if you turn on the flashlight? Would you get the surface of the moon to light up a bit?
You know, Glenn, I think if you do it, that might happen.
Okay.
If we all do it together. You'll see a little bit.
So what time should everybody turn their flashlight of their phone off?
Right at 1:44.
1:44.
Here's the thing people don't realize, and this is for you specifically, Glenn. Make sure the light, you're going to think, I should point that at the moon. No, point it right into your eye. Get it real close to your eye.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
And just keep pushing.
Why?
And here's the thing. It might hurt, but that's just that it'll go away right after the eclipse. That's the only pain you'll feel during the eclipse. So any sharp objects you have, you can just jam into your eyes. You, Glenn, should do it.
Okay.
You okay?
All right. Flip Jehibowitz, thank you again so much for being on the program.
Hey, call me in 2044. I'll be here for all your questions.
Good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Boy, he sounded a little terse, didn't he?
It's been a long road for these guys. They've been answering these questions probably a lot. So,
well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that aren't as smart as, you know, some of the intellectuals like Flip, or you know, there was a big meeting of black mayors, the Black Mayor Coalition on Crime,
Okay.
That just wrapped up. And there were a couple of really, I mean, like Flip, could just see things that others, you know, probably didn't see. One of them was the mayor of St. Louis, which, of course, you know, has long held the record of one of the cities with the highest violent crime rates. The mayor of Memphis, who also lives in a very dangerous city. And while they were meeting on this coalition of crime, St. Louis mayor suggested that instead of, you know, arresting a bunch of people, that, quote, the city should hold business owners accountable for crimes committed on their premises, end quote.
Wait, what?
Hmm?
They should do what now?
So if there's crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
They hold the business where the crime occurred. So in other words, somebody breaks into your house.
Right.
You should be held responsible for the crime that was happening at your house.
Right. Because it's yours. It's your property.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Where the crime is occurring.
Exactly right. They said, finally, we have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations. How can we hold these business owners accountable and bring down crime? Because convenience stores, they're like a magnet for crime, you know?
With all that convenience.
Yeah.
What if they made it more difficult for patrons? An inconvenient type of store.
Well, here's one of the things I would do, and I mean this sincerely, in either Memphis or St. Louis. If I owned the convenience store there, I'd say, you know what? You're right. You're right. What I do is causing crime, and that is providing a good or service to the community. So I'm going to fight crime by moving to another city. That's what I would.
But then, of course, you are creating food deserts. And then,
I have to be held responsible
for that.
Yeah.
Right.
But the good news
is, you know, shouldn't be held responsible. Mm-hmm. To be clear, the mayors, they have nothing to do with this.
No.
The mayors should be completely exonerated from any responsibility that they might. Some people, you know, there are racists out there who will say that mayors in these cities should be held responsible for their performance as the mayor of a city. And that's wrong.
It is
wrong.
That's
racist.
It is wrong. Good news. Those people are watching the solar eclipse today.
Without
glasses. And they won't be able to see a darn thing. So it's a way to make crime go away. At least for one sense. Now we just have to work on the other five senses. Na, 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 na.